15th of September, 1936. Talk number 248. Sri Bhagavan said, "The Gyani says, I am the body. The Agyani says, I am the body. What is the difference? I am is the truth. The body is the limitation. The Agyani limits the I to the body. I remains independent of the body in sleep. The same I is now in the wakeful state. Though imagined to be within the body, I is without the body. The wrong notion is not I am the body. I says so. The body is insentient and cannot say so. The mistake lies in thinking that I is what I is not. I is not insentient. I cannot be the inert body. The body's movements are confounded with I, and misery is the result. Whether the body works or not, I remains free and happy. The Agyani's I is the body only. That is the whole error. The Gyani's I includes the body and everything else. Clearly, some intermediate entity arises and gives rise to the confusion." Mr. Vaidyanatha Iyer, a lawyer, asked, "If the Gyani says, I am the body, what happens to him in death?" Maharshi, "He does not identify himself with the body even now." Devotee, "But you said just before that the Gyani says, I am the body." Maharshi, "Yes, his I includes the body, for there cannot be anything apart from I for him. If the body falls away, there is no loss, for the I remains the same. If the body feels dead, let it raise the question. Being inert, it cannot. I never dies and does not ask the question. Who then dies? Who asks questions?" Devotee, "For whom are all the sastras then? They cannot be for the real I. They must be for the unreal I. The real one does not require them. It is strange that the unreal should have so many sastras for him." Maharshi, "Yes, quite so. Death is only a thought and nothing more. He who thinks raises troubles. Let the thinker tell us what happens to him in death. The real I is silent. One should not think, I am this, I am not that. To say this or that is wrong. They are also limitations. Only I am is the truth. Silence is I. If one thinks I am this, another thinks I am this, and so on. There is a clash of thoughts, and so many religions are the result. The truth remains as it is, not affected by any statements, conflicting or otherwise." Devotee, "What is death? Is it not the falling away of the body?" Maharshi, "Do you not desire it in sleep? What goes wrong then?" Devotee, "But I know I shall wake up." Maharshi, "Yes, thought again. There is the preceding thought, I shall wake up. Thoughts rule the life. Freedom from thoughts is one's true nature, bliss." 24th of September, 1936. Maharshi, "Ignorance, agyana, is of two kinds. One, forgetfulness of the self, and two, obstruction to the knowledge of the self. Aids are meant for eradicating thoughts. These thoughts are the remanifestations of predispositions remaining in seed form. They give rise to diversity from which all troubles arise. These aids are hearing the truth from the master, shravana, etc. The effects of shravana may be immediate, and the disciple realizes the truth all at once. This can happen only for the well-advanced disciple. Otherwise, the disciple feels that he is unable to realize the truth, even after repeatedly hearing it. What is it due to? Impurities in his mind, ignorance, doubt, and wrong identity are the obstacles to be removed. A. To remove ignorance completely, he has to hear the truth repeatedly until his knowledge of the subject matter becomes perfect. B. To remove doubts, he must reflect on what he has heard. Ultimately, his knowledge will be free from doubts of any kind. C. To remove the wrong identity of the self with the non-self, such as the body, the senses, the mind, or the intellect, his mind must become one-pointed. All these things accomplished, the obstacles are at an end and samadhi results, that is, peace reigns. Some say that one should never cease to engage in hearing, reflection, and one-pointedness. These are not fulfilled by reading books, but only by continued practice to keep the mind withdrawn. The aspirant may be kritopasaka or akritopasaka. The former is fit to realize the self even with the slightest stimulus. Only some little doubt stands in his way. It is easily removed if he hears the truth once from the master. Immediately he gains the samadhi state. It is presumed that he had already completed shravana, reflection, etc. in previous births. They are no more necessary for him. For the other, all these aids are necessary. For him, doubts crop up even after repeated hearing. Therefore, he must not give up aids until he gains the samadhi state. Shravana removes the illusion of the self being one with the body, etc. Reflection makes it clear that knowledge is self. One-pointedness reveals the self as being infinite and blissful.